Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Bryant Rasmussen is with us this morning, the Parks and Recreation Director here in Atlantic. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thank you guys for having us.
It's winter, but that doesn't mean everything closes down.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we slow down a little bit because we don't have as much of the maintenance stuff that we're trying to get done, but then we usually try and find ways that we can get stuff ready to go for the springtime.
It's been a fairly mild winter so far. We haven't seen hardly any snow, and even the cold hasn't been all that terrible and long-lasting. Does that help your department during the off-season?
It makes it a little bit more difficult for us to kind of figure out what to do during the day. Do we go outside and continue to do some of the outside maintenance stuff, or do we continue to try and plan? So we try and find a healthy balance for both of those.
Yeah, well, getting folks to recognize some of the resources that we have out there and utilize some of those even in the off-season time is always important. There are a lot of little parks, including not just the big ones that we know about, but there are a lot of little parks, neighborhood-style parks that dot the landscape around the community. Some of them are probably used a little bit more than others. Some folks maybe don't even realize some of those things are out there.
Yeah, we maintain. We have about 10 parks that we maintain throughout the year. Some of them, obviously, like you said, get used more than others, and some we mention it, and people kind of look at us like, there's a park in that area? And so... our goal is to try and promote everything that we have. I think the big thing is whatever you're looking for recreation-wise or to take advantage of during the year, we have that for you. You know, whether it's to go out and have a picnic or to take advantage of the numerous recreation stuff that we have, whether you're a wildlife person, you want to get out and kind of take advantage of everything, you know, the animals or the plants and everything like that, we have something for you, and we definitely want to be able to promote that.
You bet. And, of course, the goal is to get people out there to realize some of those things and experience and explore a little bit. You got a little program going on here with the new year to encourage folks to get out and explore.
Yeah, just, you know, everyone's in their New Year's resolution time of year, and so we're going to kind of piggyback off of that, and we have a New Year's challenge where we're trying to get people out and take advantage of everything that we can provide, whether just at the parks or things that are at our park office for recreation stuff. We really want to start to promote that and try and hammer home that this is stuff that you can do in the city of Atlantic. You don't have to go to a big city to have it. But it just sometimes just takes a phone call to us and say, hey, can we rent this or can we borrow that? And we can say, absolutely, we'll make it happen. And so we set up this New Year's challenge where we just have a host of different things that people can do. Some of it educational stuff, whether it's you know, finding out the state flower, state tree, or whether it's actually taking advantage of the rec stuff with kayaking at all the lakes out of Schaumburg's, having a picnic in numerous parks that have tables for people to have that at, or taking advantage of a program of some sort that's happening within the city of Atlantic. There's a lot of great things that go on during the year, and we just want to make sure that we're getting people out to take advantage of that and see all the great things that are happening.
You bet. Well, most folks these days have a camera right there in their pockets with the cell phone, so they have an opportunity to take a ton of photographs. And goodness knows, a lot of folks post a lot of that stuff out there on social media, but some of it can be productive, too. Like, for example, how'd you like to win a couple of dollars here?
Exactly.
If you just use your phone to highlight some of the things here locally, that's what you're asking folks to do.
Yep, and so we said, you know, you can go on and post to the Facebook page for Atlantic Parks and Rec. We didn't put it on there, but it's not something that you have to do, you know, because not everyone is going to have Facebook. So we're not going to say that you can't take advantage of this just because you don't have Facebook. We want to get everybody out there, you know, young, old, it doesn't matter, just to get out there and take advantage of it. And the Chamber has partnered with us on this, and we're going to give $25 or the Chamber bucks to people that are going to go out and can do at least 25 of the items and take advantage of at least one thing in every single park. Just to kind of promote not just Schaumburg's and Sunnyside and some of those bigger ones,
right,
but to definitely find where those smaller parks are at. Because here over the next couple of years, we're going to get a lot of new things going on within some of those smaller parks, trying to update them and get some things out there. And so being able to know where those are at is going to definitely be a big thing.
You think folks will be a little surprised at some of the activities that are out there and available that they didn't even maybe really realize?
Absolutely. You know, we talk all the time when we're trying to tell people about recreation stuff that we have. And like, oh, we can actually rent that from you guys. I'm like, yeah, you know, we have that. It, you know, sometimes collects dust in our shop. And so we're going to try and get that out there and get people using them. And you might find out that it's some of those smaller parks are actually a lot of fun. We did a program this summer down at Millette Park or Third Street Place. I think it kind of goes by multiple names. And we actually didn't end up doing any of the things that we had planned because when the kids showed up, they were more thrilled with taking advantage of the new playground equipment that they had never seen before. And so it was just kind of cool for us just to sit back and just watch that and just let them go at it because that is exactly what we want is for people to have fun in the parks.
And the kids shall lead them. That's how it works. Very good. Talk about some of the activities and things going on. You've got some different opportunities for folks to take pictures. I know you threw out some examples and stuff of some of the things that folks could take photos of at all these different locations.
Yeah. So, you know, we tried to go through and figure out at each park, you know, some sort of if there's a program going on that we can promote, some sort of just being out in wildlife and enjoying that, recreation stuff that they can take advantage of. But, we're just trying to find something at each park that anybody can do. You know, so even if you're not somebody that wants to go out and walk, you know, a bunch of miles on a trail or something like that, there's something else that we can find for you. And so we're trying to really reach out to everybody, and that's kind of our big goal here. You know, you can have a picnic, or you know, the big one that I joke with a lot of people is out at East Ridge. It says take a picture of a red-winged blackbird, and literally every picture that you probably take out there is going to have a red-winged blackbird in it because there are so many out there. And so, just to get people out there and hopefully be able to promote a lot of those things, because then we'll be able to piggyback off of this challenge with some of our other things that we would like to get going this year as well.
Yeah, you bet. And just because it's the winter season, we consider this kind of the dead period out there. You know, there's nothing blooming, nothing, everything's just, nothing's alive out there. There's actually a lot more happening out there. There are wildlife out there, some different types of things that you'll see that you won't see during the months when there are leaves on the trees.
Yep, and the other thing, you know, along with the winter months is, if we could ever get it cold enough that we could get the ice skating rink to freeze, we've been trying to accumulate a bunch of stuff that they can do on the ice skating rink. We've collected some hockey gear, and then we've been able to get a goal. So then, you know, if we're able to get it frozen, we would like to be able to get maybe a hockey game going out there and just watch people skate around. Or if you're like me, you're falling on the ice, but you're still out there and able to enjoy it. You know, we've done some other DIY stuff, and we filled out some milk jugs, and you can slide them across the ice, and so all of a sudden you can get some sort of curling going out there. You know, curling is something that I think took off with the Olympics, with the United States doing pretty well this year. And so we're able to do the curling rocks, and you can slide that across there. We filled up some other 20-ounce bottles of pop, and all of a sudden you can do some winter bowling outside on the ice skating rink. So we're really trying to find ways to get people outside enjoying it. You know, so that way it's not so gloomy. It can definitely be fun.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the neat thing about it, too, all those parks you talked about, oh, sure, there's some duplication. You've got to have a lot of children's playground-type equipment and things, but some have basketball courts, some have other things. I mean, they're all just a little bit different in their own way.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's what's so great about having so many different parks that we maintain. You know, we can sometimes be running around with our heads cut off trying to keep up with all the maintenance. But we definitely would never say that we don't want to have all of these areas to offer citizens of Atlantic.
Well, and walking trails, too. It's not just for the kids. It's not just for those who are aggressively physically active. There's plenty for folks just to go out and have a leisurely walk.
Absolutely. You can walk, run, bike, you know, and we're starting to work on some ways that we can open up maybe some more of some hiking trails within Sunnyside that are going to be a little bit more challenging. They're not going to have the paved surface and stuff like that, but just another option that people are going to be able to take advantage of. And it's just going to be something that's going to continue to promote our park system, and then hopefully be able to bring people into the city of Atlantic because we are offering and have the ability to offer all these different things.
Sure. So for right now, get out there on the Park and Rec Facebook page and get out there and take some photos of you and maybe your friends or family having some fun in some of the local parks. If you can complete 25 different photos that you can submit, chance to win a few dollars.
You bet. Have a little fun, make a little money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Well, we complain a lot because we tend to sit around a lot staring at computers and things. That's what we do for a living. We tend to be rush, never eat right. You know, we're always eating on the go. It's amazing how many folks eat in their cars because we just don't have time to sit down anywhere. we don't live the healthiest lives, but we do have opportunities out there. At least get out and stretch those muscles out a little bit once in a while. Take advantage of some of the resources that you have here locally. And again, document that. You could pick up a $25 Chamber Buck certificate there too. That's not a bad deal.
Nope. So we just want to, you know, continue to promote this. And you know, if people are looking for something, to definitely give the park office a call and see if we do have it. And if we don't have it, it's something that we can kind of look into. Hopefully we'll be able to get, because we're always looking for new ways that we can increase the recreation options that we have.
They used to have like snowshoes and cross-country skis to rent. You still have those?
We have the cross-country skis, and and I know somebody, the little bit of snow we had last Friday, they went out and tested them out, and they actually still work. Yeah. So
there you go. See, we have all kinds of stuff out there. Now we just need to work on that snow part.
A little bit. A little bit wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, enough to have fun in, not enough to have to push off the driveway.
There it is.
Got it. All right. Brian, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. And thanks to you and your staff for all that you guys do.
Well, we appreciate you guys having us, and hopefully people will enjoy this New Year's challenge.